It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Myrtle with KRWG News. New NMSU research shows that COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy across the country is highest among Hispanics and African Americans. To learn more about this, I talked with the author of the research, NMSU Public Health Sciences Professor, Dr. Jagdish Kubjanthani. Dr. Kubjanthani, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Now, I'd like to hear more about this study, but really first, just what interested you about this topic?
Yeah, so, we have a team publishing a series of papers on vaccine hesitancy and looking at vaccine hesitancy around the world. So we wanted to dive deep into different types of populations. Our first study, which was a national American study published in December, looked at Americans nationwide, and we found that Hispanics had the highest hesitancy and African Americans. So we really wanted to collect all the evidence on these two populations and look at why they are hesitant to vaccines. And finally, we had a sample of 100,000 people and we looked at vaccine hesitancy in those people. And we find that African Americans have the highest hesitancy and Hispanics are the second in line compared to the national average. And we wanted to also look at the reasons, but it doesn't seem like there could be one reason. It's a multifactorial problem, a unique type of problem that we are facing right now.
Now, one of the findings of your study was that out of overall COVID-19 vaccination hesitancy among Americans, overall adults, it was 26.3%. Hispanic adults, 30.2%, and African-American adults, 41.6%. Now, you mentioned this could be a multiple reasons why that folks are hesitant to get the vaccine, but when we're dealing with Hispanic and African-American adults in the U.S., what are some of those findings? Let's dive into it a little bit more regarding the demographics, and what were you finding there?
Yeah, I think the part of the problem comes before the pandemic. Hispanics and African-Americans did not have the highest awareness of health systems, the regular interaction with healthcare providers, a lot of medical mistrust and racism, and they have been affected by injustices in the past, and that leaves some skepticism in their mind. On top of that, during the pandemic, there has been another problem that we call infodemic, that there has been a lot of rumors, misperception, and myths. And I acknowledge those because people can be concerned. The vaccine was developed in a speedy time, and we don't know the long-term results of the vaccine, but now they appear to be safe. But initially, African-Americans and Hispanics seem to be more vulnerable to misinformation and rumors, and they didn't have the ability to dive deeper and dissect information, go to a healthcare provider and ask them about what these vaccines could do. And so it's a dual problem. Part comes from before the pandemic, and now in the pandemic, there's a lot of misinformation that's floating around. We also find that females who are younger, lower income, frontline, low wage earners are the ones who are also most hesitant because they are also concerned about taking care of a family. Sometimes the rumors of infertility affect them. And then there's historical injustices and mistrust that exists.
Okay, now you named multiple reasons why this could be, but could you kind of let us know a little bit about how you discovered this? What sort of metrics did you use?
So we collected evidence nationwide. Any type of study that has been done in the United States, any piece of evidence that has been collected in the United States in the past 3 months, we collated all that evidence, then pooled the number of people in each study. And that's why our sample is the biggest, 100,000 people. And then finally, we read all the observations across the United States to pick up factors that could affect vaccine hesitancy. And so it was I call our research is evidence synthesis. That it's not just one study that shows vaccine hesitancy in Blacks and Hispanics. It's multiple studies across 100,000 people. So really, we dumped every piece of evidence that exists to see if it's really a true finding or it's just one-off.
Now, you mentioned misinformation being one of the major factors that could be contributing to this. Now, what sort of evidence did you find dealing with misinformation that really affected these groups?
Yeah, there's a bunch of things that have been floating around. One, I think there's deliberate attempts to derail the American vaccination campaign by certain groups of people. Then there's people on social media who propagate myths. Sometimes the media, the traditional media, also has the tendency to pick up on one side effect. one case of death, which has happened with Johnson & Johnson vaccine and others, 7 million doses administered. But we have to pick on those 7 cases that were having blood clots. You know, that unfortunately, the way it travels to African Americans and Hispanics, it's a different story altogether. And then finally, there's, you know, the impression of a historical injustice, medical mistrust in the community, not being able to see a regular healthcare provider, further accentuates the problem.
Okay, well, it's very fascinating work with what you're doing. Dr. Jagdish Kabjandani, thank you so much for joining us. He is a professor of public health sciences at New Mexico State University. You can find links to his study at our website, krwg.org. Again, thank you for joining us for the program.
Thank you so much.